Country versus Metal Podcast. I talk too much. Let's go.
Yo, what's up, Jeff?
What's going on, man?
You.
Big fan of your series, man. I've been watching them. I've watched every episode so far, and I'm a huge fan. So thanks for doing that.
Yeah, no problem. I did your song Castaway today. I did that earlier. Yeah. I probably would have posted it, but I'm on here. So yeah, tell me about yourself. What got you in the music?
So I was born in Amarillo, Texas. I'm 35 years old, and I'll be 36 in a few months. But my whole life, I was involved in music. Texas has this big outdoor musical every summer in Albany, which is about 30 miles northeast of Abilene, if you're looking at a map. And my grandparents were involved in this back in high school. I was involved in it from the time I was born, 7 months old, until the time I turned 21. And then I walked away from it and never looked back because it gets old.
Yeah.
But I've always sang. And when I got into college, around that 21st year in the show, I picked up a guitar, and I had a friend of mine that went to school in, you know, Berkeley, at played guitar professionally. He was great at it. And he taught me my first handful of chords. And back in 2010, I went to a live music deal called Jody Lee's Pickin' Party. It was in Stephenville at City Limits, Texas. And they would feature two local artists and somebody kind of up there. And at the time, it was the artist featured was Steve Rice of the group No Justice. And that's another Oklahoma guy you need to check out at some point. But Steve, I called him as he was leaving. I said, man, I've been wanting to learn one of your songs. And you got 30 minutes. So he taught me my first song in the parking lot of City Limits, Texas. And then it just flourished from there. So 3 and a half years ago, it'd be 4 years in February, I had a horrible breakup. And it was one of them times that I just kind of sat at home and felt sorry for myself. And one of my friends said, dude, we're getting you out of the house. Grab your guitar. We're going to the Stockyards. Why? Don't ask questions. Just grab your guitar. Got up in front of the right people, got booked on the spot. And here we are 3 and a half years later. Now I'm doing it full time.
There you go.
So it's been a blessing. As a matter of fact, this weekend I'm playing Carefest. I'll be getting to share the card with Slade Coulter and Jacob Stelly and Giovanni and the Hired Guns and Reed South Hall. It's going to be a good weekend.
So, wow, you're playing with all them this weekend? Is that what you just
said? Yeah, it's called Carefest in Albany. And I'm not actually going to be on. I was on stage last year. This year, me and a good friend of mine are doing the VIP area this year. So I'm going up there for the pre-sale stuff, and then we're going up there for VIP. But I'm going to get to hang out with everybody all weekend. Slade and I are friends. His mom and my mom went to high school together. So we've been friends a long time.
That's cool. Now, are you a part of the Honcho group or just friends?
No, I'm my own rodeo. So I do my own thing.
That's cool. Yeah. So Steve's asking, have Jeff tell us about the Fort Worth scene.
Man, it's great. I mean, it's a very welcoming group and a lot of people that are wanting to succeed. It's a lot of iron sharpens iron. Of course, there's those one or two you just kind of watch for, but everybody else is, you know, when I first started, they were very welcoming and full of advice and, hey, don't be afraid to ask questions if you have questions. And, you know, there was a lot of slip ups and, hey, I screwed up here. This is what you need to fix. But other than that, I mean, I've made a lot of wonderful friends out of the whole thing. And people like Jacob Armitage that blew up and,
I know.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No. I just said I know him. I don't know him, but I know that name.
Yeah, Jacob. I think he did one of his songs not terribly long ago.
Yeah. So Jacob he's hitting off really good.
Yeah, him and I have shared many stages together.
Oh, that's great.
He's been pretty dedicated to his craft for a while. I mean, Giovanni and the Hired Guns, you know, Gio was told to his face by a few people that he would never make it in music. And here, just not too long ago, he had the number one rock song in America.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
And I only know that because people were asking me what my numbers were on that video. And I was like, why do you care? It was like random people. And then
he was sitting above Ozzy Osbourne for like several days.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that. I was like, that's awesome. Because that from what I understand, was an older song. So there definitely was something that boosted it up. And good for him, because that is a great song. It's a fun song.
Yeah, that music video took me back to like one of those old school 90s music videos.
Yeah, definitely.
It was in his old high school, too, so that was the cool part. It was filmed in his old high school.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the place where he graduated, they let him film the music video there.
Dude, that's awesome.
It's pretty neat. Gio's a hell of a dude, man. I know that we were sitting on a couch at Carefest last year talking to each other after we got done. I brought him a bottle of tequila, and him and I were sitting outside, and I said, Gio, look at us. A couple of musicians. I said, you may be a little further ahead than me, but, man, we are living our best life. He said, man, you couldn't have said it any better. So, a couple of people told us that we couldn't do it, and here we are.
Yeah.
So. But no, man, I highly recommend the Fort Worth scene if you ever get a chance. The big differences, of course, between Fort Worth and Nashville is definitely the pay. I think Fort Worth gets paid a little better, but
I mean,
there's a lot of historic spots to check out in Fort Worth, like, you know, all the bars in the Stockyards itself. I mean, there's also some hot spots, you know, like off of West 7th. There's, you know, some odds and ends up near the stadiums. If you go up near the Cowboy Stadium, you got Texas Live. You've got some of the barbecue joints out there that host live music. Deep Ellum, Dallas. I mean, it's crazy, but it's so much fun.
Yeah. Texas just seems to be like a breeding ground, or just to me, like, I just envision like venues everywhere. Because, like,
some of these.
There's so many places where people just, I don't know. I get overwhelmed by like how much, plus Texas is a huge state, but there just seems to be venues and all these bands that I've been finding out, but is there like a lot of it? Like, you could make an entire career just doing Texas because it's so big, right? Like,
I mean, there's a lot of these guys that could have easily gone to Nashville, like Kevin Fowler. Kevin Fowler has chose to stay in Texas because he's made a damn good living in Texas.
Yeah.
Brandon Ryder, you know, Pat Green went to Nashville, but he came back. You know, Pat Green will be in Texas his whole life. Eli Youngband went to Nashville. You know, and I play some of Eli's songs at every, you know, Mike Eli's songs at every show if I get a chance to.
Yeah, I just talked to him.
Yeah, Mike's a great guy. I mean, I think him and I have been friends on Facebook for a long time. But I don't think him and I ever actually hung out. It's just one of them things that happened a long time ago. We've been friends on Facebook. So.
Yeah, that's cool. But, yeah, I have like a funny story about that. I did a video on Them Dirty Roses, and I really loved. I need to do another one of their songs. Like, I really got down that. I was like, these guys are fantastic. And then on Facebook, I pretty much, if you have like a guitar or anything, I'll add you. And somebody put a post up, and it was a symbol that was signed by all of the Them Dirty Roses. And I was like, man, that's cool. She had tagged them all. And I click on the post, and I was like, man, it'd be cool to be friends with them. And I click on it. I'm already friends with all of them. I was like, dude, that's awesome. I was like,
you know, I think the cool thing about some of these Texas artists, like most of the guys that are in right now are from small towns in Texas. Like, my hometown is a population of 238 people. Slade grew up in a town not too much bigger than mine, if they're about the same size, actually. We played them in football. Gio, his hometown's about 400 people. You know, if you take Shea Abshire and the Night Howlers, Shea's from a town of about 400 and something people.
Wow.
You know, you'd be surprised how many tiny town names are in the Texas scene right now and how big it really is.
I need to get down there. 400
you
people?
You do, man.
That's
you really do.
That's
my hometown
known for the first natural gas well in the state of Texas, and it's still pumping to this day. That's it.
Oh, man.
Every town has its theme. It's kind of crazy. Like, you know, Cisco is the home of Conrad Hilton's first hotel, and Eastland, home of Ringling Road, which I've Ringling Road. I don't know if you know the history behind Ringling Road, but Ringling Road used to had the railroad that ran through there. And when the circus would come through, they would stop the train, let everybody out. They'd camp out there because there's campgrounds, picnic area, the big lake. And it's closed to the public now, but used to, after the city got a hold of it, was open to anybody and everybody. You had four-wheeler trails and the pit where rednecks go out there and get their truck stuck. And I buried a 4Runner out in the lake. You know, it used to be like the place to go.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was, you know, Eastland was home of Old Rip. And Old Rip was somebody took a horned frog, horned lizard, and put him in a time capsule like in 1918. And then whenever they unearthed the time capsule in the 30s, he was still alive.
What?
Yeah, I'm not even kidding. I think they said he lived for like 8 more years, or I don't know the whole story. You can find it if you look up Old Rip.
Old Rip.
They have him in a clear coffin embalmed at the courthouse on display.
Old Rip. Like, and he was a frog?
Old Rip. No, he's a horned lizard.
Oh, lizard. I'm sorry.
Horny toad. Horned lizard. That's what we, you know. But he was literally put in this time capsule, and when they unearthed it, he was still alive. He was in hibernation this whole time.
That's crazy.
The president at the time. It was crazy. But like, all these small towns have like these historical things, and like a lot of these musicians. I mean, George Strait came from Petite, which is south of San Antonio. So, and they're known for their strawberry festival every year.
Strawberry festival?
Yeah, strawberries. Like, yeah. They have strawberries out there.
Man, I need to get out to Texas. My parents have been.
I'll tell you what. There's a lot of open invitation. If you ever need a sightseer or somebody to help you with anything, I'll be glad to help if I can do so.
Cool. I like that.
So man,
what do you got going on music wise?
Well, I've got 4 more songs. I got 2 songs partly finished and 2 more songs to record. And my first album, my first EP, Six Man Football Town, will be out.
Well, what was the title?
Six Man Football Town. It's also the name of one of my singles.
Six Man Football Town?
Yeah. Some of these small towns in Texas, like I was mentioning earlier, could only have so many kids, and they have something called Six Man Football, which is 6-on-6 football instead of 11 versus 11. The field's smaller. There's a different set of rules, and there's a mercy rule. Like, if you get it halftime or later at halftime, there's 45 points. Game over. So it's, you know, I'm really proud of where I came from and how far we've come, and how, you know, I wrote the song as a tribute to my hometown. And I feel like the first EP getting called that is kind of like a, you know, a way of honoring that a little bit. So
yeah, dude, that's cool. That's cool.
I'm looking at right now. I've got a couple of guys willing to help. So we're going to try to get a music video done for that song. We're probably going to re-release it next year when we get the album finished. It didn't really get a whole lot of traction the first time because I'm still new. I don't know a whole lot, but I know more than I did 3 years ago.
Yeah.
But I've released 4 singles, and all of them have charted at some point. And right now, Castaway is sitting at 121 on the Texas charts, the regional radio charts. And that's just, you know, independent promotion. I'm not paying anybody. I'm just trying to do it by word of mouth. And so far, I've met the right people, so it's helped.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's been great. And I've had a lot of, like I said, a lot of sound advice from a lot of cool people. So it's been a blessing, man, for sure. But, yeah, there's a lot of those names up and coming. Jacob, man, Jacob Armitage worked his butt off, and I'm glad to see him finally getting his name out there, and a lot of these other guys that are working very, very hard. Man, I can't wait for you to hear them.
Yeah. Yeah. I like, Jacob's song was really good. And your song is really good. That's probably that. When I get off the phone with you, that'll probably be the one I'll post.
Well, I'm glad you liked it, man. I was worried about it. I was like, man, I've been trying to get this to him for so long. I guess he either forgets or he just gets busy, and I get that.
Yeah, I get busy. And like when I was talking to the other guy before, I never expected it to take off. You know what I mean? Like, it was cool. It was like, let's listen to country music I actually like. And then, like, I went from 25 comments to, in a month, I'll have just a lot. I can't, probably 30,000 minimum. But I try to get to them all. You know what I mean?
Well, I know I can only speak for myself, but I'm sure I can speak for others that we do appreciate you. I mean, anything helps nowadays, especially some of us that are trying to do things on our own.
Yeah.
We definitely appreciate it. I mean, and also it opens your options to like, man, maybe I need to listen to some of these other guys too.
Yeah.
So I definitely appreciate it. I love listening to hear you play too, man. You're good.
Ah, thank you. Yeah, I like to play.
But no, we certainly do appreciate it, man. Like I said, with my week, I've got a pretty busy week coming up. I'm starting tomorrow. I'm playing at TX Whiskey tomorrow. No, sorry, Wednesday. I don't know what kind of event that is. They just asked me if I could be there, so I am. And then Thursday, I'm playing at, it's called the Green Tree Country Club in Midland, Texas. So I'm driving 3.5 hours west to go play a show. And then I've got a private party on Friday and then Carefest on Saturday.
There you go.
So if you ever get a chance, like I said, if you ever come to Texas and I know that you're coming ahead of time, I'll get you in the right spots and introduce you to the right people, man.
Cool. Sure. Dude, I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Thank you for giving us a platform, man. It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys are doing all the hard work making great music.
Well,
I just like it.
For sure.
Yeah. I'll definitely. Yep. I definitely will phone a friend.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to get off here so I can get supper going, but I appreciate you, man. Thanks again for letting me call in.
Yeah, man. Thank you for calling in.
Absolutely. I'll send some artists your way, man, if you need them.
All right. Yeah. Dude, appreciate you. I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
All right, man. Well, you have a good rest of your day, brother.
You do the same, man. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
All right, bye.
See you, Jeff.